everybody. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy.
And this is a
Amy and Haley podcast.
Happy November.
I was gonna be like a chicken, like, bawak, turkey season. Oh, mm-hmm. But I don't really know. Oh, gobble, gobble. That's what I was missing.
That's very true.
I think that when you're not in elementary school anymore, you're not really in touch with all the things of the season. Because I remember in elementary school, we would do a lot of, like, turkey stuff. And then I would have remembered turkeys go gobble.
I do think when you're an adult, it goes Halloween and then Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because Thanksgiving is actually kind of just the weekend. But actually, if you think about it, Thanksgiving is kind of, you get Thursday and Friday off no matter what.
Yeah.
Whereas I think this year Christmas comes, it's on the weekend.
Yeah.
So I think you get one day.
Yeah.
Or I get one day because Amy actually gets 2 weeks off.
Just one.
Oh, just one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
So she actually gets more, but I just get the one. Whereas when Christmas is actually in the week, you get Christmas Eve and Christmas, mm-hmm. I think. So,
well, for Thanksgiving, I think that it's like bringing Christmas and Halloween together without people realizing it. It's like pre-Christmas.
Yeah, because if you went just Halloween and then nothing and then Christmas, it's too much time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think Thanksgiving, you prepare, mm-hmm. like, that week, but then, for the most part, then it's done. Whereas, like, Christmas, you have to spend a lot of time getting gifts and mm-hmm. thinking about it, and then Halloween, a lot of people have parties spread throughout, mm-hmm. and then you want to watch, like, Halloween movies, and you're thinking about your costume, mm-hmm. so it takes up a lot of mental energy, whereas Thanksgiving takes up a lot of, like, food prep.
Yeah.
Which people tend to do in their lives. Anyways.
Do you go Black Friday shopping?
No. Have you ever been Black Friday shopping?
I don't think it's intense like it used to be.
Yeah. But did you go back in the day?
Not back in the day. I go now.
You go now.
So it's like very chill. Oh, it's okay. Not like long lines and people pushing to grab the TV.
When do you go?
As in, like, time of day?
Yeah.
Oh, like, in the morning, like, 10-ish? Or 11-ish?
Okay. Because I do remember when I was a kid, I never went. I think my mom and my brother went, mm-hmm. and my mom would wake him up at, like, 5 a.m. and they'd go.
Mm.
And I was like, no.
The ultimate experience.
Yeah. There was nothing, I guess, that I really wanted.
Mm.
That was... Or I didn't look at the sales, maybe. But I remember he was like, he wanted something. Like, a gaming console or something.
Mostly electronics.
Yeah. I think that's when you get the most deals, right? Like, anything else that's just, like, regular...
A regular sale.
Yeah. But this year, I did want your take because I was thinking about getting a Mac.
Oh.
And I think... Did you get yours on sale?
Yeah.
Because you broke... Or was that your watch? You've broken a few.
Both of them actually broke. So, that is correct. Whatever you're thinking is correct. Either way is correct. So I got my Mac items through Costco. So they were having a Black Friday sale.
So you did get them both on Black Friday?
No, the...
Your mom got MacBook, you your watch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, mom got me my watch, and then the MacBook I got.
Black Friday. Oh, okay. Yeah, so I was thinking about it, and I was like, I'll probably just wait until... Because I don't need it.
Yeah.
And I also haven't decided if I should. But I was like, if I would, mm-hmm. I'd probably get it on sale or secondhand. But I was like, I don't know how much I would trust other people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's always hard because you want to get a good deal, and if you're getting things, like, used, there's always that, like, possibility that they're selling you something that's not awesome.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just stressful.
I'm not good at telling the difference anyways.
Me either.
But, so, do you like your MacBook? Like, would you recommend it? Also, in college, did you have...
I've had a MacBook since 2010.
Okay, that's a long time.
Yeah, so...
Have you ever not had a Mac?
Yeah, when I was, like, before 2010.
I know, but in my head, I don't know when 2010 is. Oh, but, like, also, like, sixth that's grade? Before high
school. I mean, no, that's not right.
No, I think you might be. That's close.
You think so?
Because yeah. we graduated in 2015.
Oh.
So that's, like, eighth grade?
Yeah.
Which is close to
as close as you can get.
Right.
Yeah, I would recommend it, but only because, like, I've been, like, a MacBook person.
Yeah. That's what I was concerned with, because I've only had PCs mm-hmm. or Windows, mm-hmm. and so I remember sometimes when I try to use somebody else's Mac, mm-hmm. it's kind of confusing for me. And you would think, oh, it's just a computer, but it's not just a computer, because mm-mm. things are different.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm not really prepared, because I feel like with the phone it was okay, because some things are like, oh... I just remember, I know this is dumb, but, like, I widescreened the browser, mm-hmm. and I couldn't figure out how to
make
get
it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, hello? And I was like, I don't know. And then I had to get the girl to show me how to do it, and I was like, look, I don't know. So ever since then, I just left it out.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something
yeah.
that I would very much have to relearn.
Well, it depends, like, why you're getting a new laptop. You know, like, I do think that the Mac is stronger in, like, well, for me, at least, I use, like, a lot of the design programs or, like, make videos.
Yeah.
But I also like how it integrates with, like, your phone. So I can just AirDrop stuff to my Mac.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy. And I just learned this, so I think it's really cool. But if you copy something on your phone, like, you need to, like, copy someone's text, right? And then you go on your Mac and you just control V. It's
wild.
Just in your Mac.
See, I feel like that is so scary. Like, it's like, cool. I can't, as someone who's only had PCs, I can't, like, grasp the amount of, like, how, like, everything then is on your devices. Mm-hmm. And I understand now, even, like, now I'll be on my phone. And, like, my Google profiles are connected.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll go up on my computer. So, like, not to the same effect, but just a tiny, tiny bit that something I've Google searched on my phone mm-hmm. comes up as a Google search on my computer, mm-hmm. which is kind of like, I don't like them, because then how do you watch your, like, not safe for work stuff?
Yeah, that's true.
It just shows up on everything.
Mm-hmm. Incognito mode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Private.
Good to know.
But then I think also it's like, for me, I'm already like, I've been integrated for a while. So I don't know what it's like to be like, you know, yeah. now jumping in.
Yeah.
I also, someone had gotten my family an Apple TV for Christmas a few years back. And so on my Mac, I just AirPlay.
Yeah.
Or on my phone, AirPlay is... When it's all integrated, it's excellent.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I tried to AirPlay something on our TV.
Yeah.
And it's not, it wouldn't, it comes up as this little tiny screen, and then it was, like, not very clear, and I was like, ah, dang. Because it's, like, not, one, I didn't know they sold Apple TVs, but it's, like, a Samsung RTV.
Oh, you're TV like to Samsung?
Yeah, so I think, obviously they purposefully don't. You know, like, how the texts are green and people mm-hmm. hate that?
Mm-hmm.
They do that on purpose mm-hmm. for a level of eliteness. So yes. I think it's the same thing that they purposely don't let you, like, AirPlay conveniently.
On Samsung.
Yeah, on, like, other things. So I am on the fence because I feel like there are benefits, but that was the other thing that I'm thinking about, like, going back to school.
Oh.
And so in terms of that being more efficient is to just have a MacBook. Because I remember when I got this laptop, my dad got it for me for school mm-hmm. when I needed the, like, programming for econ. Mm-hmm. That, because I just had a Chromebook before, which is just, like, very light, right? Mm-hmm. And I like that it's just, like, light and simple, and the charger is, like, easy. Mm-hmm. Whereas this one's kind of, like, thick, and then the computer is, like, big and, like, mm-hmm. bulky, so... For me, the Mac was more just getting something, like, slim and easy to carry around and, like, is accessible for everything, because that was the other thing that, like, in terms of they provide things easy for Macs, right? And then I remember you sometimes, because you have something different for, like, a PC or Windows, mm-hmm. right? Like, you have two separate sort of links.
Yeah. So, like, you're looking at, like, the MacBook Air then? Yeah. Like a nice light.
Yeah.
Little baby.
Do you have a big?
Yeah, you have the pro.
The pro.
Mm-hmm.
She fancy, guys.
It was for video editing. A lot of that, so.
Because that was the other thing, right? Like, you just buy a one-time payment, right? Mm-hmm. And then they were saying, like, if you're getting an Adobe subscription, you have to pay every year, mm-hmm. right? So that was something else to consider.
Yeah. And I also was going to say, doesn't Apple have, like, if you're buying a laptop for school, it has, like, deals in August or September, like, back-to-school deals.
Oh, okay.
So then they do, like, significant cuts for, like, students. So that may also be something, like, if you're thinking, either if you don't want this one and you wanted more time.
Yeah, to that's think. True.
It's a big decision. They're expensive.
Yeah.
So.
So I've been thinking about it, and I was like, I would like Amy's take, but now that I know that you've had one since 2010,
it's not
you're
exactly.
kind of biased.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to take everybody's perspective into account, you know? It's like, it's obviously very dependent on what you're planning on using it for, mm-hmm. and as someone who likes to be very fluid and I'm not very good at making decisions and thinking too critically, so I would like someone to make the decision for me, and we'll move on from there.
Yeah, but I do think that, because at work, we use a PC.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you adapt, and it's just, like, just back and forth.
Yeah.
The only thing that's annoying is the Control-C, Control-V, because it's different. Just gonna have to remember that.
That's huge news. I don't like change, so you're right. Maybe my best option is to look into some...
Because Control, you don't Control-C in the Mac, it's actually this one right here.
Oh.
So then I just end up pressing the wrong buttons all the time when I'm switching.
That's
true. At home, at work, I'm like, oh.
I feel like every time I've tried to use somebody else's Mac, I've been like, what is happening? Why is everything weird? But, okay. Something to consider.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm the only one in my family who has...
Really?
Yeah.
What does your brother use?
He uses a PC. He's like, Macs are not it. Well, maybe because he's like a coder,
yeah,
right?
I'm going to be honest. Nice. Yeah.
Really?
That sounds like it really depends.
Yeah.
Because obviously my brother also is like, Apple is so dumb. Why would you even... Like, it's... Because that's what everybody says, right? Apple is user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's so easy mm-hmm. on purpose.
Yeah.
And so if you're someone who's more advanced,
yeah.
you don't need the easiness.
Yeah.
So... That's also a good point.
There we go. Just giving you a bunch of points.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
Thank you.
Thoughts.
It's making it worse. Anyways.
That's cool. Are you thinking about stuff?
How much thought do you tend to, like, give to things? Because I feel like you think about it, and then you come to a decision, and you're like, yep.
Who?
You. Who else, Amy?
No, I meant, like, you. I thought you were saying you as in, like, people.
No, specifically you. Like, I feel I overthink, and I come to a decision and decide, no, that's not my decision, and then think some more. And sometimes I get tired of thinking, so I just don't make a decision, and I just put it off, and then don't do anything.
I think it just depends. Because in a way, I do think I'm pretty indecisive.
Really?
Yeah, like, did you see all the tables choices we had? The two table choices. And I was like, ugh, I don't know which table choice.
I thought you did good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't see any indecision.
Forced me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, surprise.
It was your body language.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, she wants me to choose.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I'm not as decisive as you think I am.
What a surprise.
But also, maybe it's because I think I look at things ahead of time. Like, we were going to a place. I was already looking at the menu.
Yeah.
So it gives me lots of time for the indecision.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, other decisions.
Like, life decisions?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I made a life decision.
Like, when you were getting this job,
mm-hmm.
were you undecisive, or were you pretty much like, oh, absolutely, I'm taking this job?
I was set.
Oh, okay.
So maybe, yeah, maybe most serious things, I think, and I said, but, you know, a lot of times it's just situational because, like, for example, like, the job, I'm, like, driven to that point because I was looking for a job because I wanted to get out.
Yeah.
And so.
And you got a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, like, things that, like, oh, I like things planned and organized, and then it ties into, like, if you want things planned and organized, you need to be, like, make the decisions.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to tell you something. It's kind of funny. It just came up. So, my boyfriend and I are doing a dance class, right? And after each class, I tell him, like, oh, we have to record it so we, like, remember what we learned. And so I was just looking back at last week's video, and we had learned a lot of things. So he was, like, giving ideas on, like, what steps, which dance moves to do, like, in what order, right? And as I'm watching this, I could see myself, like, completely, like, ignore what he's saying. And then I'm just like, no, we're gonna do this. And he's like, oh, so like this. I'm like, no, like this. And I'm like, okay, now go. I'm like, wow, I don't even remember doing that. So looking back, I'm like, is that how I always
do you take that into your next class of like, I will not do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
It is what it is. Okay.
I mean, it worked. We did a great dance routine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so. I mean, he hasn't said anything. Like, yeah. Oh, Amy, you are ignoring me.
Well, yeah, if it fits, then yeah. It's fine, yeah, right?
Thanks.
Okay. That's funny, though.
Yeah, looking back.
Yeah.
Third eye. What is it? Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, dang.
Oop. Oops, so.
That's that.
So that's what it made me think of, where I was just like, nope, this way.
Okay. Wait, I have something to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, do you remember all those months ago?
Oh, no.
When I was telling you about that really bad date I went on?
Yeah.
The last one I ever went on because he ruined me for the summer.
Of course.
Why would you do that to me? Anyways, he texted me. And here's my thing that at first when I got it, I thought it was, like, a bot. Because I don't save people's numbers into my phone.
Yeah.
If they're not, like, why important. Would I do that? So, and two, I deleted it. Like, for a little bit, maybe I'll keep it. If I think about maybe I'll, like, text them again if it's soon enough. But I'm like, at some point, I delete it.
Of course. Because I'm like, why? Too many.
Right. So here's my other thing. Why is my number still in your phone?
You were that memorable.
That's a concern. I was like, that seems weird. It's been a really long time. Anyways, he texted me and was like, hey. But I'm, like, not even sure he knows who I am in the sense of, like,
he didn't
say my name or anything.
Oh.
Yeah, he just said, hey, how's it going? I'm throwing a Halloween party this Saturday. If you want to come, I'll text you the details.
Oh.
Sounds like a bot, right?
It does, actually.
Yeah, which I was like, okay. So I Googled the number because I was like, I don't know who this person is. And so at first I thought it was a bot, but they're not asking me to click a link, which makes me think it's not a scam.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. And so I Googled it, and I was like, oh. And then here's what I mean, because at first I'm looking at the area code. So I Googled the area code first and saw it was Philadelphia. And I was like, there's two people I talked to who are both from Philadelphia.
Oh, narrowed it down.
And I was like, okay. So it could be either of these people. And I'm like, let's be honest, who's more likely to? So I was thinking it was this guy.
Uh-huh.
And then I Googled his full number and his thing pops up. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
100% back. I know, right? Lucky me.
Yeah.
But it came up. Anyways. And so then I was talking to my coworker, and I was like, should we go? And she's like, well, yeah, if you want to. And she was like, well, is he cute? And I was like, not particularly. And I was like, but there'll be other people
That's
there.
What I was going to say.
Exactly. Oh, that could be the love of
he
our
could
life.
Have cute friends.
Yeah. And then she was like, yeah, but only cute people have cute friends.
You don't know.
I know. I was like, you don't know. Like, maybe he's, you know. And I was like, you like sixes anyways, so it's fine. So you think we should go?
Yeah, for fun.
Okay.
So I think it sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. But also...
And you'll say, who is this?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, are you okay that he just, like, he probably just sent it to everyone?
I know. That's why I'm thinking the more the merrier.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, he'd send it to everyone, so I have no gain, like, no stake in this whatsoever.
Yeah, but it's imagine fine. It's just, like, all girls.
I know.
Because all the girls are thinking the same thing.
an opportunity to make friends.
Yeah, that's
who
fun.
Live in the same-ish area. Hopefully they live more towards us and less towards Huntington and LA, right?
I mean.
So I was like, honestly, win-win either way. You get to meet some people and it could be fun.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
So I was like, just wanted your take because I was like, this is really weird.
Yeah, but an opportunity because who knew that this would happen? Like, what are the chances?
Yeah,
right?
What are the chances?
Yeah, it's like fate. Don't say no to fate.
No, exactly. This is, you know, when people are like, oh, I asked for this. This is the universe saying, Haley, the love of your life will be at this party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? We're not delusional.
Yeah, unless you fall for him at the party.
Well, then I guess he was the love of my life.
I can just imagine, like, one of those TV shows, he's, like, wearing, like, a mask.
That's actually true. Just come masked up. Yeah. And they won't even know who you are. That's the ideal scenario. Yeah. Come in with a wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
I know. It sounds really, really interesting.
Yeah. I expect lots of Instagram stories. So I can follow you.
No, I'm literally going to be like, Amy, come pick me up. It's just him.
Okay, that's how it turns into a horror film.
Well, it's funny because as we were going up to his place that last time, and I said, you're not a serial killer, right? But I wouldn't tell you if I was. Like, great.
Oh my gosh. He's like, dang, she knew. Round two.
Yeah, let's try to get her in now. Anyways, then I'm just like, I would never go alone.
Smart.
But if I have somebody else who's like, this is really weird, let's go.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I love your stories. I love when you experience things and then tell them to me. It's like I'm with you.
You are. I'll be thinking about you. People do weird things.
So you've got plans.
This is where my life diverges. One version of me goes to the party, and one version, probably this one, decides to not say anything.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about that, because I thought, weird.
Definitely weird.
That's why when we talk about, like, oh, people do weird things all the time.
Yeah.
This is one of those scenarios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, actually, I'm not going to speak on anything yet. So, on your phone, do you open all your emails? Like, the emails is zero. It does not have, like...
Sorry, no. I see zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Ideally, it would be zero.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, like, a big number, right? It's, like...
It's not that big.
It's, like...
It's not small.
100.
Okay, but here's the thing. I have 3 emails.
Yeah, you gotta check all of them.
Yeah, but one is a spam, like, my spam email. Oh. So it, like, I feel like that one doesn't count.
It's my pet peeve when I see those.
I just, do you, like, unsubscribe to everything that's,
I'm learning to.
Okay.
Because before I would just delete them.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's too much work. Just unsubscribe.
Yeah. So I've been also trying to unsubscribe.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I feel like it ramps up.
That's horrible.
Like, I think it's, you know, every, like, you can unsubscribe, but then every time you do it again. Like, for example, I get a lot from, you know, like, House of Blues Anaheim, and then House of Blues San Diego, and then Ticketmaster, and then Vivid Seats, and then, you know, so, like, all of the concert, I get a bunch. And so, like, every time you buy concert tickets, you're obviously, like, resubscribed into it.
You are
resubscribed,
yeah.
And so you have to, like, unsubscribe, but it's, at the same time, I like looking at them just to see what concerts there are.
Then don't unsubscribe to those.
But they, it's, like, 6 vendors sending me emails and multiple times a day. So, like, I do go through it and I delete it.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, it's every day, so I'm never really at zero.
I see. I understand.
On your work email, do you have folders that you put everything into so your inbox is empty?
I mean, you know, like, the tasks that you are ongoing should be in your inbox.
Okay.
And everything else is in the folders.
Okay.
So I have maybe, like, 20 emails in my, like, the ones that you see inbox and everything else in the folders.
Okay.
Is that accurate? Is that what you have?
That is, no.
Oh.
But that's what my coworker does.
Ah.
So I think you guys would get along in that sense. So when she talks about her emails,
Yeah.
Because she's always like, I'm down to 150 emails. She means, like, emails mm-hmm. that she hasn't, like, sorted through or that mm-hmm. she has to handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she came to mind, she was like, oh my god, you have 600 emails. However, some things are in folders. Other stuff is in my inbox, but everything that I need to handle is unread.
Incredible!
So, I was like, oh, once, I was like, should I be putting everything in the folders? But the problem is that I did try for a time where I would put everything in my folders, and so if I hadn't handled it, I left it unread and then put it in the folder. But once it's in the folder, it's out of my mind, yeah. and I forgot to go in yeah. and, like, go through my unread.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't really think that works for me.
Mm.
And then I was like, now it's at a point where...
It's too late.
Yeah, so I would have to sort through all of my red ones, because those ones are, like, completed, yeah. but I'd have to put them in their folders, mm-hmm. but that takes some time. So, like, I would have to do it right when I start my job, is really set things up.
Yeah.
But, so I'm like, now that I'm an adult, I feel like that is what you learn at, like, your jobs of how you want to work, right? Oh. But you already knew because that's how you do it in your daily life?
Maybe. Maybe I just... Is there? Like, it clean.
Wait, so in your inbox... Mm-hmm. On your phone.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
So how did you know that you wanted to do folders? Like, you're just very organized in general?
I think it's because I like the feeling of when things are finished.
Yeah.
So when they're finished and when they're, like you said, like when they're in the folder, you like don't think about them anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why for like my inbox, I leave that as similar how you leave yours as unread.
Yeah.
Imagine that's just, like, my yeah. inbox. So yeah. There's only, like, one place for them. So that's why, like, my brain's, like, organized. Like, that's all I need to look through. So, like, if I realize... Like, I always, like, run through my inbox in case that I'm missing something that's important. Yeah. I also flag them, like, if they're really important, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I do need a system, probably better. However, the amount of, like... mental effort it takes to create a system.
Yeah.
Is I need to do it, like, right away.
Yeah, you're, like, in too deep now, I think. Yeah,
because to be fair, my, like, I did set up the folders. So, like, when I was being trained and my boss, like, was showing me on her computer, she's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I have all these folders, so I did that. But I'm not really someone who, like, immediately is like, yeah, I'm gonna put all this stuff in the folder.
Mm.
And so I did that, and then I would just put, like, the completed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize until later that I was like, oh... I guess my inbox should be my unread.
Mm.
And that would be better, probably.
You know what? You should scroll down to the point where it's like you're done with like your unread and your flags and stuff like that. And just take all of them and just put it in a folder and like unsorted.
Oh.
And then you can start from scratch.
That's fair. Do you think I should do that?
I mean, if you want. I don't know how it works when you select going down.
Yeah, I feel like...
might have to do it in chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there is a point where you get... It's like, you know, your stuff is in the server.
Yeah,
and
so
if you want
like,
it, you
load
have to...
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay. Well, I'm like, anything that I don't need now could probably just be, like, deleted.
So, that's scary.
No, I know. I'm like, that's the
that's
thing.
That's like a folder. That's like a folder.
I know, but I'm like, at what point does it get to be too much? That I'm like, how does the servers have all this stuff?
I
don't understand.
You need a big server. How yeah. big's your legal server?
I would assume huge.
Yeah.
The internet itself is... I don't understand, and I will not think about it because it will make me freak out. That I just can't imagine that all this, like, knowledge is, like... Where? Who knows? I don't know. Like, Google? You know, like, Amazon's? Like, most lucrative is, like, their Amazon Web Services,
yeah.
right? Crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy. I don't understand how we're not all dying of, like, radiation.
We probably just don't know it. Scary.
Yeah, I know the consequences of something that I think about people now live so different from our grandparents when they were children.
Which is why, you know, how people say, like, oh, if you were in jail or, like, in prison at, like, I don't know, like, 20?
Yeah.
30 years ago, and then you're coming out now, it just has changed so much.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was watching this thing that I guess this guy, he was, like, taking classes on how to integrate into society. I'm like, oh my god. Like, genuinely, I know most people will live their lives without something, like, catastrophic happening, but sometimes I think, oh my god, imagine, like, being in jail. Anyways, I had a dream.
That you were in jail?
No, that we had to burn our house down.
Oh my god.
And so my mom said to collect all our stuff in, like, a backpack. And then we needed a backpack because we needed to take it on a plane. Mm-hmm. And so we couldn't bring a big suitcase. But I was like, we should be able to put our stuff in the suitcase and maybe, like, leave the suitcase somewhere and come back for it later. Because, like, we're going to burn the house down. Yeah, and we were on, like, a time crunch.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god. Like, all this indecision of trying to decide what to take in your backpack.
Yeah.
That, like, you have to start your whole life over.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, I don't even know. At 8:30... But then wasn't at work. I was still here at home trying to pack. And I was like, it'll be fine. And the next thing I know, it's 5. And I didn't show up to work. And I was like, oh my god, do you think they noticed? And I was like, oh my god. And then I woke up and was like really confused. That I was like, oh my god, my boss is going to be so pissed. And I was like, why am I thinking that? It was like really traumatic.
Yeah. I'd be confused if I woke up with that. She's like, did that happen? To check if you clocked in?
No, I can't even clock in on a phone or anything.
Oh, really?
No, we have to clock in at work.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we changed, like, the system, like, updated or something, and now it's gross and disgusting, and everybody hates it, so.
At least it's not, like, a time card, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ding!
I feel like that'd be interesting. Does your boyfriend use a time
card? Yeah, that's why!
That's crazy! Wait, and do they have, like, a little cubby thing that they, like, put their time card in?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just have to find yours?
Yeah, and it's, like, on the thing's, like, on the wall. It's not even, like, digital or anything.
Wow. And it's just, like, a time stamp? How does it change?
I don't know.
Wow, he's really living in the olden days. That's crazy.
I think so, too. Yeah, because where I used to work, it was on my phone. I mean, it could be on the laptop, too, you know, but I did on my phone. And then also, before that, even the ones on the wall were digital, like buttons, like beep, beep, touch screen to clock in.
So, like, you didn't have an actual time card?
Yeah. You just, like, put in your PIN.
Oh, okay.
And then you log in. I always had problems clocking in and out for lunch. Like, I'd forget. Or, like, clocking out in general because I would, like, work. Okay, time to go. Then I forgot to clock out. Or, like, lunchtime. I'm like, oh, almost the end of lunch. And then I go in and I work. And I'm like, oh, forgot to clock out. I'm like, ah. And then you don't find out until you're, like, clocking for the next, you know?
Yeah. I've only forgotten to clock out once.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. The amount of times I had to amend my, like, so many times.
Oh. Wait, you did it yourself?
No, like, you had to request, like, put in a request to, like, amend it.
Yeah, because I think I've done it once here at this place, and then once when I worked at school.
Wow, you're very, like, on top of it.
Yeah, I'm like, I gotta clock out.
Yeah, you know, one time I forgot to clock out, and then I didn't realize until the next day.
Yeah, that was me too. I was like, hey! And so, like, I clocked out when I got in. But then it won't let you clock in.
No, you have to wait.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, you can tell when I got here because I clocked in.
Yeah.
I clocked out. That's when I was here.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, but I made a lot of mistakes. So now I'm glad I don't do that. Because it was a lot. It was probably like twice a month, three times a month. They were very annoyed with me.
That would be a lot.
They're like, just do it correctly.
I did when I first started working here. There was a girl who constantly had trouble with her stuff. I know, but I remember one thinking, it's not that hard.
It's so hard. I couldn't.
But it was a bunch. Did you say 3 times a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, because you get focused on... I would remember to clock in, obviously, because that's important. But everything after that, I would, like, forget to do my lunch within the 6 hours, forget to clock in after lunch, and then forgot to clock out. So the rest of them. But I always clocked in.
See, as someone who I feel like is very organized and, like...
Because I'm working. Work mode is different.
Yeah, but I mean in the sense of, like, you're like, okay, I'm gonna work now. Clock in. Right? Like, I'm yep, like...
I did got that. Check. Work yeah. now, clock in.
Right, but you're going to lunch. Clock out for lunch. Now I'm back. Back to work. Clock in. I'm leaving for the day. Clock out.
I'm back to work. Time to work. Look like, at all these emails.
You're immediately coming in, but you don't have, like, the time thing on your, like, computer. Like, you said, I know you're doing it on your phone, yeah. but, like, so.
Maybe that's why.
Well, yeah, maybe then you should put it up. You should clock in and out on your computer and not on your phone. Yeah,
right? That's where we mess up. Yeah. It's on my phone. Because, you know, on your phone, there's just so many things on your phone.
Yeah, I think if I was doing it on my phone, I'd have a hard time. But I've never worked anywhere where they let me clock in on my phone.
Okay, because you know what happens when it's on your phone.
Yeah. Well, I think because they don't want people just clocking in when they're not at work.
Of course.
And being on the computer means you're actually at work. Yeah. Here's my thing. The worst one is that I hated when I worked at the paper place just for that month because everybody, like, you know, the first shift and the second or the third, all the shifts. Anyways, so, like, the overlap was, like, you know, obviously maybe, like, 10, 15 minutes or something. And so, like, everybody had their own computer. But if someone was on your computer and they hadn't left yet, you don't have a computer. And they didn't have anywhere that you could clock in.
Oh.
So you had to, like, ask for somebody's computer who's, like, still working.
Yeah.
And me being me, I'm, like, not asking anybody. And so I'm, like, I'm here and I just have to wait for, like, a computer to open up that I yeah. can clock in. Or if, like, other people are coming in and clocking in, then I'll be like, oh, me too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
yeah. But I was just like, that's so dumb. You should maybe have, like, a
extra computer.
Yeah. But I guess they just expected everyone to just be like, hey, I yeah. need to clock in.
That'd be so nervous every time.
Yeah. I was like, this is so dumb.
So now you learned something about me, and I learned something about you.
It's honestly very surprising to me. That surprises me.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't made more mistakes.
Because in my head it's very like, yep, clock in. But I'm like, I guess on your phone it is very different mm-hmm. because you come in and you're like immediately working.
Yeah, yeah, there we
but
go.
But I think my stress of like having to email these people would be like, I need to find a solution. I'm going to start clocking in on my computer or something like that. Yeah. Or is it like difficult that it's difficult to clock in on your computer?
Nope, because I think in the computer it means work time. It's like, look at all these emails. I gotta start responding to them. And then it's like, opening the window, getting to the website, clocking in. I know you could just bookmark it or like whatever, but still. But you know what? Problem solved. I'm not hourly yeah. anymore.
She's salaried. That was the real solution.
It actually
You're
was.
You're like, how will I solve this? Salary.
Yeah. How do I not deal with this problem? Salary.
Yeah. Everybody has their own solutions.
Yes.
Wait, so in that case, has your boyfriend ever, like, forgotten to clock in?
I actually haven't asked.
Because it seems like, come in. Clock in. Yeah.
Lunchtime.
Yeah, you're like, I'm leaving? Yeah.
In a way, it'd be, like, fun, right? You get to watch it, like, I don't even know how it works.
Yeah.
Just in my head, I'm just like, it makes a big noise.
Yeah, you just put it in, and it's like, ding.
Yeah. I will ask. And I will share.
Okay, thank you. Well, I will see you on Monday.
You will.
Both of you.
All right.
That was a very interesting episode.
So many topics. So, music. For my song, I will recommend Your Bones.
I like that one.
You don't know which one.
By Chelsea Cutler.
Yeah.
Yep, I like that one.
It popped up in my Discover Weekly.
Wait, this week?
Yeah.
Clearly, our music tastes are now integrating.
They see that I'm liking the songs that you recommend.
Okay, my recommendation, I'm not sure if I did it, is FYTY by Dylan Matthew.
Okay, but speaking of music.
No.
It is currently midnight in the East Coast. And today is October 26th on the West Coast.
She's outing us.
Which means 1989, Taylor's version is here and available. Yay to being a West Coast girl.
Wait, what are you most excited about?
The songs from The Vault.
Oh.
Because as you recall, I listened to this album so many times already. So I, not that I'm not gonna listen to it, but I am gonna listen to the songs in The Vault.
I know, but like, is there not one song that you're in, like, you're so excited to see if it, how it, different it sounds?
Maybe Clean.
Wait, so looking at it, just the titles?
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you most excited about?
Ooh, for the From The Vault?
Mm-hmm.
Now That We Don't Talk.
Dude, I was just looking at that. Okay.
The most interesting.
There's only five.
I know.
My coworker just texted me. She's also a Swiftie.
Ah, excellent.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Time to go listen to it.
Yeah.
Farewell.
Wish us luck.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye.